Welcome back to the channel. Today I want to talk about what I'm learning as a dad, what my daughters are teaching me, and there are three simple lessons that I feel like will make you and me a lot more effective, we'll enjoy life more, we're gonna get more out of life. And they're so simple, it's crazy. We forget what we used to know as children. So the three keys to life, we're gonna dive into it together. And so I'm excited just to document this journey because it is a beautiful journey of the human experience, how to be more present, how to embrace the wonder of life, and how to live with more trust and faith. So one of my favorite things that my daughter Gianna, my oldest girl, is doing these days, she's almost 3 years old. She is at almost all parts of the day, she's wanting to do this, but usually it happens around dinner time. She'll walk up to me and she'll tug on my shirt or my shorts, or she'll say, "Hey, daddy, daddy." And I'm like, "What? What's going on?" And she goes, "Daddy, dance." And so I'm looking down at her, you know, and I'm like, okay, this email can wait. So I shut the laptop down. She got so much joy in her eyes. And she's just like, "Daddy, dance with me." So she loves to start the Cinderella movie about halfway through when Cinderella goes to the ball. And so she goes into her closet. She gets her Cinderella dress on. She walks with me by my hand to the living room, and we turn the movie on. And in this moment, you got to understand this, in that moment, Gianna is Cinderella. Like, she's not just watching the video or the movie with dad. She is Cinderella in that moment. So she's fully present, right? But just the wonder, like the sense of awe that I see in her eyes, like she is so full of joy and wonder. Once Cinderella and, you know, whatever his name is, Prince Charming, whatever Disney's got going on. Whenever they meet and he goes, I would love to dance with you. And the princess goes, I look at Gianna, she goes, and she just goes crazy. So she is Cinderella in that moment. The pure awe, the wonder is there. So we'll dance and I'll throw her around. We'll kind of like do the spins, the twirls, the whole nine, right? And there's this really cool part, my favorite part within this dance, this little moment we share, is when she jumps up on the TV stand. So she'll climb up on the TV stand, she'll look behind her at Cinderella and the prince dancing, then she looks up at daddy, and then she looks down at her feet, she looks back up at daddy, and then swings her arms back, almost closes her eyes, and then just full on trust jumps, you know? Trust falls into her daddy's arms. To which I catch her, of course, because I'm an athlete, and then I throw her in the air. I just send her in the air and I twirl her. I take her and I lift her up by her butt. She touches the ceiling and she just goes crazy. And so on top of the childlike awe and wonder, she's got this childlike faith, this trust. Because if she jumps and her daddy doesn't catch her, make no mistake, she is falling flat on her face, okay? But that never crosses her mind. And it just reminds me again, these two things, before we get into the third, is these are such childlike qualities that we all keep in mind, you and me both, everyone else we know, all have within us. The childlike sense of wonder, childlike sense of trust, it's still there. But so many times we see things in the world, we mature, we grow up, and we start to have this sense of distrust for our fellow human beings, or we don't trust God, we don't trust life, we don't trust that things are happening for us because we've seen too much. And that's a real thing. I'm not going to minimize that. But that trust that the children live with gives them joy. It enables them to actually enjoy life and take more risks and play more often and dance for no reason and just be fully present. That trust is how we were designed to operate, how we were designed to live. So tapping back into that childlike trust is an essential piece of being human. Giving people the benefit of the doubt, trusting that people have good intentions, trusting that things are gonna work out, seeing the good in all people. But most importantly, trusting God is with you. God has a plan for your life. You can trust that life is happening for you. This is such a game changer. And my daughter's teaching me that. I'm like, dude, if she's got that much trust in her dad and she can jump into my arms, no fear, why don't I have that kind of trust in my dad, my father, right? My God. The highest good, divine love, I can trust just like my daughter. Trust her dad to catch her. And that gives me so much faith. You know, I want to live with more faith. I know you want to too. I know we want to take more positive action. We want to take more risks in life. And so much of that, or I should say, so much of what keeps us from doing that is a lack of trust, is a lack of faith, is a lack of knowing, the sense of knowing when we jump, man, there are arms that will hold us and will catch us, and it's all good. You with me? So those two things, man, it's so important to me. It's like she's teaching me how to be human. She's teaching me how to see the miracles all around me. You know, she's teaching me that she doesn't need to go to Cinderella's palace and castle and at Disney. She could just watch the movie and be Cinderella at home in the living room. You know, the imagination that she has, the imagination that we have, that we can cultivate, that we can dust off the cobwebs, and we can revitalize and renew. We can reignite that childlike imagination if we want to. And how do we do that? You might be asking, well, how do I do that, Brian? I'm like, well, that's a great question. How do we do that? I think part of what I love, there's something that I love to practice these days. And part of what makes it so powerful, I'll share it after I share what it is. It's waking up, saying thank you, number one, but then having this mindset of like, yo, this is the best day of my life. Affirming that, that's the truth. This is the best day of my life. Now I'm gonna go look for evidence as to why that's the case. That's such a hack, that's such a secret to life. Today's the best day of my life. Now I'm gonna go look for things, for people, for opportunities, for possibilities that make that true. So I just assume that's the case. I affirm today's the best day of my life, and then I look for things to make that true. And that's a key of the universe. It's we don't get what we want, we get what we are. We don't see people as they are, we see people as we are, you know? So if I'm not in a place to recognize an opportunity, it's not because there's no opportunities, it's because I need to change me. I need to get into a state where I can see the opportunities that are all around me. They're everywhere at all points in time. There are infinite possibilities in life, but it takes the willingness and it takes the eyes to see. We have to be willing, we have to set the intention, and we have to choose to see the good, the possibilities, and the opportunities that are everywhere at all points in time. So childlike wonder, childlike trust, I think I hit on that enough. Childlike presence. This is the last thing I'll share. And it's a great way to end this video, this podcast, this message, if you will, because I think the childlike presence make the other two things possible. I'm on social media a lot, and you may know this. It's easy for me to get lost in the social media world, the matrix of the online world. Now, I'm not the guy who's, you know, there's people out there that make social media this big old enemy and it's like the worst thing that was ever created. I'm not that guy because clearly I've benefited from social media, not just from a financial standpoint. That's like the surface level stuff. I'm talking real relationships. I'm talking real connection, real community. I'm able to build this weekend that I'm about to jump into a summit. And if you're listening and watching, I just did it this past weekend of the time you're listening. It's this weekend for me, but you're listening to it. You get what I'm saying? Okay, I digress. The point is, I'm doing live events. I'm doing these meetups. We have these real relationships that have stemmed from the online social media world. I even did a Guatemala trip with a bunch of guys. I think it was like 12 guys. Back in 2019, that stemmed from a Bible study that happened in my first business, Be Fit. We kind of did that as an offshoot. And these guys from all over, South Africa, Canada, California, Texas, all these places. So my point is, and I'm probably hammering, kicking a dead horse or whatever that phrase is. Don't come after me, PETA. social media is not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing ever. I even lost the point of what I was trying to make. The point is this. I can find myself getting lost and not being present because I'm in the social media world. I'm thinking about what to post tomorrow. I'm thinking about what went well or you know, I'm looking at the metrics and whatnot retrospectively. That was the longest rant of my life, by the way. Now we're getting back to the point. The point is I can get lost and get sucked out of the present so easily. And what my daughter's teaching me is that our childhood wasn't magical because of any other reason than this. We were fully present. You know, we were fully present. We were just there. We were doing whatever we were doing with our hands. We were where our feet were. We weren't thinking about the future. We weren't worried about the future. It's okay to think about the future, let's say, get excited about the future, right? The best days are ahead of us. But we weren't worrying about the bills to be paid. We weren't worrying about the drama or the dentist appointment or the doctor's appointment. We weren't worried about stuff. We were just present. And that's such a deep truth, is we suffer so much because we get sucked into the future and we worry about the future. And it's like, the future is going to be what it's going to be. You're going to create the future by living in a good present moment. But when I look into my daughter's eyes and I see her presence, she's got nowhere else she is except for right here, right now. She doesn't care what people think. She's not worried about what people think of her. She's just dancing like nobody's watching. She's smiling and laughing like this is the point of life. And she's just her. She's just pure conscious presence. And so those are three things I'm learning from my girls. Those three things: childlike wonder, trust, and presence. If those three things aren't the secret to life, I'm not sure what is. If you live a life where you are curious, you are full of wonder, you're walking in a miracle world, you're expecting miracles to happen on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. And then secondly, you trust that life is happening for you, that God is with you, that all things are working for your highest good, that everything you need is already within you. You trust that. And then finally, you just take presence to every single moment. You are fully present as much as possible throughout the entire day. You're gonna get sucked in, sucked out, you know, different worries, stresses, different responsibilities we have as adults, but presence should be a practice. And when you live with more presence on a day-to-day basis, and most of your day is growing in terms of you being present, you will experience so much life, better conversations, deeper relationships. You're going to be able to express yourself more authentically. You're going to be able to create more value, make better content. You're going to be able to enjoy just being a human, being you. Just being, enjoying life, taking in everything that is the gift of life that we take for granted so often as humans, myself most importantly, myself included, right? Like, I'm preaching to the choir, hands up. So that's what I'm learning. Okay. So if there is anything I can kind of close with, is let's become more childlike. Let's become not childish, but more childlike. Tap into that inner child. You, no matter what you've been through, have your inner child, that 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 year old you that was full of life, full of wonder, full of trust, and full of presence. Tap back into him or her and your life will elevate. You're going to get better results. You're going to get more life, more fulfillment, more satisfaction, and more enjoyment. So I hope that makes sense. Well, you know what? I'm gonna stop saying that phrase. I don't even like that phrase. That's my message. I love you. Okay, remember, kids teach us as adults what we forgot, what we once knew, but we forgot. So let's learn from our children, learn from the kids, and be more childlike. Take a more youthful, present, wonderful, miracle mindset, and trustful life approach as a result. All right, thanks for watching. If you want to find out more, if you want to watch more, click on one of these videos, subscribe, like the video, drop a comment, what resonated most. Thanks for being here. I'll see you soon. Peace.